Hello, I'm cellist Zuhal Bailey. You're listening to Interlochen Public Radio, a service of Interlochen Center for the Arts.
Hi, my name is Jesse. I am 13 years old and I play the clarinet, and you're listening to Kids Commute on Interlochen Public Radio.
Thank you, Jesse, and good morning, kids commuters. Happy Thursday. Welcome to day four of Fanny Mendelssohn Week on IPR's Kids Commute. We have one more hint coming up for our Quizlet after the music. Now, early this week, we were talking about Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel and how she was taught from her early musical years that she should never try to be a big-time composer because that is not what women did in society at the time. But as we've mentioned, she was extra super talented. Even the Queen of England liked her music. And she was allowed to write small compositions, home pieces, the kind of things you could play at your house, in your parlor, or your living room. So that's exactly what she did. She specialized in writing works for piano, chamber music, and vocal music, little home things. Today's musical selection is a piece of chamber music written for both piano and cello. This is the Fantasy in G minor. Now, a fantasy, or fantasia, or fantasia, is a type of composition that started appearing in the 16th century. This is a kind of music that revolves around some kind of unique musical idea with a lot of freedom in it, in structure and form. It's shorter than, say, a sonata or a symphony, and a fantasy often has the kind of musical sound of something that was just made up on the spot. Today's piece, a good way to think of this one, this is Mendelssohn's Fantasy or Fantasia in G minor. It's a conversation between the piano and the cello. And you'll hear several instances where the piano will state a musical idea and then it gets repeated by the cello, like this. This musical conversation happens several times within each section of the piece. How many times can you hear a musical conversation throughout the piece? And what do you think they're talking about? Here's Johannes Moser playing the cello and Alistair Beetson, the piano, performing Fanny Mendelssohn Hensel's Cello Fantasy, Fantasia, Fantasia, whatever you like, in G minor. Thank you. We were just eavesdropping on A Conversation for Cello and Piano by Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel. Johannes Moser was our cellist. Our pianist was Alistair Beetson. Tomorrow, we'll hear one more piece from Fanny Mendelssohn-Hensel, and we'll learn about the end of her life and that of her brother Felix, which are oddly tied together. Now, kids commuters, let's ask you our weekly Quizlet question again. We'll give you your last hint for the week. If you get the answer right, we'll give you an on-air shout-out, send you a little prize envelope in the mail, and enter your name to win our monthly grand prize from Go-Go Squeeze. As a reminder, here's our question. Famous brothers Orville and Wilbur did something that literally changed the world. What are they famous for? Extra credit? What was their last name? Your final hint, most things use wings to perform this action. Now, many of you have figured this out. All of you got the extra credit. You are just amazing. So congrats to some more of you who need some shout-outs, Quizlet aces today. The Five Slobogs of Kingsley. Y'all should start a band. The Five Slobogs. Andrew and Catherine in Interlaken. And Ames and Copeland in Harbor Springs. Way to go, Quizlet aces. Again, if you know the answer to this question, send us a text message with the answer. Don't forget your name and address. It's area code 231. 237-7482. Good luck, and we'll tell y'all the answer tomorrow. That's all for Kids Commute. I'm Kate Botello. Have a wonderful day.
Interlaken Public Radio.